Okay, well, we think that the break is pretty much over. Time to resume our candidate forum. Again, if you're listening on the radio, we encourage you to come on out if you have an opportunity. We're in the senior center, the new senior center, out on East 1st Street in Marbleton. Come on out and have a chance to meet these candidates and also to submit questions. The questions for the next round are going to be going to the state legislature candidates. And just a little bit of an explanation, in years gone by, we've known that Big Piney and Pinedale were in one House district and Senate district, and then Pinedale and Points North were in a different one. Now things have been redrawn. The boundaries have been redrawn, and we have almost all of Sublette County in the same House district, and it shares the Senate district with three other counties. But we do have most of Sublette County now in the same House district. In fact, that assures us that we will, this time, elect somebody from Sublette County for our state representative. Now, Daniel and Bondurant, on the other hand, they are in a separate legislative district, and it goes up into Wilson, up into Hoback Junction, over to Alpine. It takes in a little bit of the northern end of the Star Valley. But what we want to do is welcome our guests here, our candidates. Jim Mickelson was not able to attend. Again, we don't have Jim Mickelson here because he is in Douglas right now at the county fair. He is on the county fair advisory board. In fact, he is the chairman of that board. State. Yeah, get that right. Thank you. State. State fair in Douglas. That's right. And since we don't have Jim Mickelson here to offer an opening statement, we have him pre-recorded one. So let's see if this works when you push the button, if we hear from Jim Mickelson.
Good evening. This is Jim Mickelson. I'm sorry that I can't be there this evening, as I am fulfilling a prior commitment to the Wyoming State Fair Advisory Board at the 100th Wyoming State Fair. I will be gone until the 19th of this month. As you all know, I am a candidate for House District 20. I am a fourth-generation Sublette County resident and a graduate of Big Piney High School. I raised my family on the family ranch, and six of my children graduated from Sublette County schools. I've served on several boards, both state and local. I work closely with the legislature on several important issues, as well as the budget for the Department of Agriculture. I feel that this will help me in working as your representative in the legislature. As a conservative, I feel the government should be small and involved in what it should, and stay away from things that it shouldn't, and to know the difference. At present, I am on the Wyoming State Fair Advisory Board serving as chairman. If elected, I will work with our town and county officials, along with all of the citizens of Sublette County and the state of Wyoming, for the good of all. Remember, circle August 21st on your calendar, as primary election is of vital importance. Please get out and vote for your candidate of your choice. If you have questions or concerns, you can contact me at 307-260-8635 or email jmcco@wyoming.com. Thank you and have a great forum.
All right, that was candidate Jim Mickelson, who recorded his statement before going to Douglas. Now, Jim Mickelson is going to be running for House District 20, which, like I said, takes in most of Sublette County, except for Douglas and Bondurant. And one other person running for the same House District 20, that will be his opponent, which means the Republicans, you will be voting between Jim Mickelson and Albert Summers. Let's now hear live from our meeting room here, Albert Summers. Albert?
Hello, my name is Albert Summers, and I'm a lifelong resident of Sublette County. I'm a third-generation rancher on one side of the family and a fourth-generation rancher from Sublette County on the other side of the family. I'm a graduate, a high school graduate of Sublette County at Pinedale High School. I graduated from the University of Wyoming with honors, with a Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering. When I came home from college, I guess I got my master's in running a pitchfork. And at that same time, I became kind of involved in agriculture, in the politics of agriculture, and in advocating for the livestock industry of Sublette County. And during that 30-year period, I've kind of worked up the ladder. I've been appointed by three governors to different committees. Governor Friedenthal appointed me to the Livestock Board, which is the state agency that's charged with protecting the health and welfare of the livestock industry. And that board is one of the few citizen boards that actually sets policy and develops a state budget. And through that process, I've gained a good understanding of the budget process, good understanding of state government, pros and cons of state government. And so that, I believe, will help me down the road if I'm elected. So the other things that I guess I've done that's, I think, important is through that experience, I've met a lot of leaders around the state, in the state, and that should help me. I don't profess to know all the issues or all the answers, but I will work hard, and I will do it with integrity. So thank you.
Candidate Albert Summers, again on the Republican ticket. It will be Jim Mickelson and Albert Summers running against each other, and most of the people in Sublette County on the Republican side will be voting between one of these two candidates. No candidates filed on the Democratic side for House District 20. Now, shifting over to our Senate. Nope, we've got one more House District. We've got one more House District in the Bondurant and Daniel area, and that's House District 22. Marty Halverson is running unopposed, but she did send us a statement. Here's Marty Halverson.
Hello, Sublette County. This is Marty Halverson, the Common Sense Conservative candidate for House District 22. Tonight, I am in Jackson at the League of Women Voters candidate event. I expected grilling, but I am up to the challenge. After all, as a Republican who cut her political teeth in Chicago, I am well prepared to defend my principles and my stance on the issues of the day. Video ads, you know my principles. Conservatism means small government, low taxes, individual liberty, personal responsibility, love of God and country, and a firm belief that capitalism is a better economic model than socialism. When Cheyenne pursues policies for the so-called public health and safety, alarms go off in my head. It usually means that some aspect of my personal liberty is about to be curtailed, or a few more dollars are about to leave my wallet, or another bureaucrat will be inserting himself into my day. If I am elected to the state legislature with the help of the good folks in Daniel and Bondurant, I will do my best to restrain state government's impulses to watch out for us and concentrate on what's best for the state and House District 22, such as protecting our multiple use traditions, developing the state's mineral resources while conserving our forests and wildlife, improving the distribution of mineral royalties and severance taxes to counties and towns, and stopping Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which is actually none of those things. I will be at the library in Pinedale tomorrow night and look forward to seeing you there. Have a great forum tonight.
Again, that's candidate Marty Halverson, who is running for House District 22, unopposed on the Republican ticket, no Democrat filed in that district. Now, on to the state Senate. Remember, the state Senate takes in the same areas as one of our House districts, plus another House district, and Senate District 14 takes in pieces of four counties. It goes down into Uinta County. It goes to Sweetwater County. It goes to Lincoln County. It covers most of Sublette County. These guys got a lot of traveling to do. But in order to start out our opening statements, let's start out with Stan Cooper. and he's running for Senate District 14 on the Republican ticket. Stan?
I'd like, first of all, thank the Sublette County Media for having this event. You know, I've been serving the good people of Sublette County and the state legislature for the past 10 years in Senate District 14. And, you know, most of you folks know I've traveled thousands of miles over those years in my Senate district to meet with the people in order that I would know, you know, what their concerns are and to be able to respond to their issues. I believe it also is my responsibility to keep the people in Senate District 14 involved and also informed. And I've done that through my newspaper articles during the session. Every week during the session, I write a newspaper article for the local newspapers to tell you what's going on. I've attended many, many meetings over the years and concerning the state and federal issues because I wanted to make sure that you folks had a voice at the table. I spent many hours meeting and working with your county commissioners, your town councils, your school districts, your conservation district, your weed and pest boards, your health board, your senior centers, and many other agencies and boards and commissions, and also individuals. Together, we have accomplished many things for the people of Sublette County, and I would like to continue that in the future. I support multiple use on public lands. I support moving the cap on the FMRs and the severance tax so the cities, towns, and counties can get a bigger share of that money. I believe in a strong economic development program that supports the cities, towns, and counties in efforts to create good jobs and strengthen local economies. I support good local services for our senior centers. I support legislation to protect our Second Amendment, gun owner rights, and the Castle Doctrine, and No Retreat, and many others. And I've also been endorsed by the NRA. I've been married to my wife, Julie, for the last 38 years. I have 5 sons, 15 grandchildren, and I used to operate a Sublette Electric for 25 years until I retired. I'm a graduate of Utah State University in Business Administration with a Bachelor of Science degree, and I'm a veteran of the U.S. Air Force to serve my country. Thank you.
Candidate Stan Cooper. Now, Stan Cooper, again, is running for Senate District 14 on the Republican ticket, and also running for Senate District 14 on the Republican ticket is Lyle Williams from Uinta County. I think you have the longest drive up here. Here's Lyle.
Okay. Yeah, it was a long drive, Bob. My name is Lyle Williams. I'm running for State Senate District 14. I live down in Uinta County on a small farm where my wife of 32 years and I are raising the last two of our 6 children. We have 4 grandchildren. It was a long drive up here today. It was well worth the drive, and it kind of felt a little bit like coming home. I work in the oil and gas industry, and from 2004 to 2010, I spent a lot more time in Sublette County than I did in Uinta County. I worked in the Jonah Field for several of those years and some up on the Mesa by Pinedale as well. So I'm pretty familiar with this area, and it's kind of nice to be back. These two cute little girls in the front row will tell you that their favorite place on earth to camp is Middle Piney Lake, too. I'm running for Senate because I've tried everything else. I've spent the last several years watching the government erode our rights when Thomas Jefferson said that the role of government was to secure our rights. I've lobbied our governor. I've lobbied our state legislature. I've written letters. I've made phone calls. I've traveled to Cheyenne and other places around the state trying to convince our government that you and I are rational, intelligent adults that can govern ourselves to a large extent. I don't know whether it's ignorance or arrogance, but they don't seem to be getting it. So I decided that maybe what I needed to do was go to Cheyenne and show them how to do it. If you're interested in what the government can do for you, then I'm probably not the candidate you want to vote for. But if you're interested in what the government can remove as far as obstacles to you exercising your rights and your freedoms, then I encourage you to give me a chance. Thank you.
All right, candidate Lyle Williams for Senate District 14. Now, up north, and I mean way up north by Bondurant and Daniel, we have Dan Dockstader running unopposed. He has been the state senator for the Pinedale area, but with the new lines, this now, I guess, sort of makes Stan Cooper the incumbent for Pinedale because he is now in our area. It used to be Dan Dockstader, so if you're not totally confused, both of these guys have served Sublette County. Dan Dockstader was not able to attend We'll see what happens tomorrow. He was involved in a motorcycle accident. He took a ride up into the mountains on his motorcycle, got out to where the cell phones don't work, crashed, the motorcycle fell on him, broke his leg in several places, and he could not call for help, and there's no people up there. So with his broken leg, he somehow got that motorcycle back up, rode into Afton with his broken leg, and Dan, we hope you're healing and getting well. That is something that nobody really wants to do, is what he just went through. All right, well, let's go ahead and ask some questions of these candidates. Again, we'll go back to our table here, and let's start at the other end this time, and go ahead and start with Andy Setterholm. I'll learn your last name eventually, Andy. I have to keep looking at my cheat sheet. But remember now, don't shoot the messengers. Some of these questions are coming from the public, so go easy on them. Andy?
All right. Candidates, for our first question, I'd like to ask, what would your budgeting priorities be in the legislature? And if revenues were to decrease, where would you look to reduce spending?
Now, staggering the order that we start in, we'll go with Stan Cooper.
Okay. Boy, that's a good question, too, because, as you know, we're working through that process right now. You may not know this, but you heard the governor talk about the 8% cut in state government. Well, all of the committees, the various committees in the legislature, have responsibilities for so many of the departments within the executive branch, and we will be reviewing each one of those cuts to those agencies. But one of the questions is, like was brought up before, do we really need that program? And if we do, then we need to justify it and to spend the money on it or reduce those fundings. But also, you know, there's a lot of things like funding highways is a big priority for us. We have our highways deteriorating very quickly, and we need to be able to find a ready source for funding our highways, not only our state highways, but our local highways, too, here within the county. So that's a big issue that we need to work on. So one of the issues I think that we're probably going to be facing in this is this next budget system. But one other thing is the cost of this what we call Obamacare, and my Democratic friends don't like me to use that, the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, that's going to cost us, if we have to add those 20 or 30,000 people to that program, that's going to cost us somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hundred million dollars. And that doesn't stop, folks. That just keeps going. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out over a period of time how much that's really going to cost us. So that's one of the things we really have to take a sharp look at. And that will have a reflection upon the whole rest of the budget and what we do in the coming years. State's looking pretty good. We got about $1 billion in the LSRA, Legislative Stabilization Reserve account. We have about $4.5 billion in the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund. So there is money out there. We have about around $400 million in the BRA account, the Budget Reserve account. So we're doing pretty good, but we have to really start paring back and be like good Republicans, good conservatives, and get those numbers back down again.
Senate District 14 candidate Stan Cooper. Also running for Senate District 14 on the Republican ticket, Lyle Williams is next.
A lot of people say that fiscal conservatism is making sure that you don't spend more money than you have. And I think that's part of it, but I think the first part of it is what's the proper role of government. Before you decide whether you can afford a topic or issue, you have to decide whether that's really something that the government should be involved in. That's where fiscal conservatism really starts. I would start with subsidies. When I look at trying to pare back the budget, we have in Wyoming an ethanol subsidy. I wasn't really aware of that until not too long ago. I don't see a lot of corn. I've driven across Nebraska. I know what corn looks like. Haven't seen any here in Wyoming, but we actually have one ethanol producer in this state that gets a 40 cent per gallon subsidy to produce ethanol. That's just not what government is supposed to be doing, especially in a state like Wyoming. I have to address this 8% I keep hearing about, too. It's not that the state legislature or the departments in state government are cutting their budgets 8%. That's kind of what they want us to think, but that's not really what's happening. What they're doing is cutting general fund expenditures for fiscal year 2014 by 8%. And just as an example of what that really means, The state retirement system has a budget of $13.8 million, and they're cutting $1,310, not hardly 8%. $1,165 out of their intrastate travel, $83 in advertising, and $62 in their communication budget. One less long-distance call a month is basically what that boils down to. So the 8% is kind of a smoke and mirrors thing. We got to get serious about getting our budget under control. Thank you.
Candidate Lyle Williams. Now shifting over to House District 20, here's Jim Mickelson with his response. Jim Mickelson is in Douglas at the State Fair. See if I can get it right this time. I was looking right at Albert Summers, and I gave your opponent's name. Albert Summers with House District 20.
Thank you. Stan kind of hit it on the head. You know, with the Livestock Board, we originally looked at 2, 5, and 8% cuts. That was the first look that we had. And 2% is a kind of a nice haircut for government. When you get down to 8%, then you begin to drop positions and services start to be affected. And so you really do have to look. I think across-the-board cuts are good because it makes, at least looking that way, because it makes agencies look deep into themselves and decide what's important and what's not important. And once they have done that, then the legislature needs to define what their higher priorities are for them and the state, and then you adjust between agencies. And kind of all along, I've said, as Stan just said, is highways are a big deal. Highways are a big deal to me. It's the lifeblood of commerce and in our state, and it's how we socialize. I mean, we travel hundreds of miles to see a relative. It's not across town. And we go hundreds of miles to shop. So finding a long-term funding source for highways is very important. Another big issue for me, funding-wise, is maintaining our post-secondary education system, whether that be vocational or academic style. I think that's absolutely critical for the opportunities for our children. And so we just have to look at those issues, work through those budget cuts, and find out what's best for Wyoming.
Albert Summers, House District 20, with his response. Let's go back to the media table and KPIN contributor Bill Winnie with a next question.
In this last legislative session, when they opened the session, they had a CREG forecast of 241 and MCF. By the time they got into the middle of the session, it was down around 211 in MCF. And it kept on going from there. Well, Wyoming spends more per student than almost any other state on education. We're not really where we want to be. How are you going to change things, particularly given that funding is going in the wrong direction, as it looks like from this these CREG forecasts?
All right, starting with the response, Lyle Williams.
I understand the question to be basically about education, is that?
Yes.
Okay. Education is a problem. As stated in the question, we spend a lot of money in Wyoming per student. I don't know where we rank it right at this moment. It fluctuates a little bit, but pretty sure we're in the top 5% in expenditures, and we're not really getting what we should be for our money. And there's a couple reasons for that. Some other scary statistics are that out of the four high school freshmen today, three of them will graduate. That fourth one won't. One out of five high school graduates in Wyoming that go on to college have to have remedial math or English when they get there. And part of the problem, as I see it, is that 43.5% of public school employees are teachers. Let me say that the other way so that it kind of drives the point home. 56.5% of public school employees in the state of Wyoming are not teachers. A lot of what we're funding is something other than education. And I could spend quite a while telling you what my opinions on what that funding is going to. But what we've got to do is focus on education, not on the rest of it. And I think we can do that by diversifying what we have for options in education. We need to look at changing the laws in this state so that parents have different options that they can turn to and provide a little competition in our education system, because I think that'll make all of the different avenues that we can take better, including our public schools. A little competition goes a long ways to improving everybody involved. Thanks.
Candidate Lyle Williams, Senate District 14. Next, for the same question, Albert Summers. Got your name right this time.
Thank you, Bob. education is a big issue with me. I really believe that education is best left to the local school districts and to the parents and teachers in those local areas where education is actually served to the student. Having said that, I really worry about the No Child Left Behind and the Education Accountability Act that Wyoming has passed, and the fact that we're spending an exorbitant amount of time testing kids to test teachers. I think local school districts have the ability to evaluate their teachers, to evaluate their system. What we need to do is provide, as a state, we need to provide these districts the opportunities they need to succeed, and I think they will. I think too much time has been spent on multi-level testing from federal all the way to the state. And the other issue I think that would be interesting to entertain is how the state kind of governs how we determine the education of our teachers, and I wonder if we should look hard at that and maybe improve the teachers that come out of college so they're better able to serve the local school districts. And then look at a curriculum that challenges students, that make them able to go to post-secondary vocational schools and post-secondary academic schools and succeed. So I think the state's role is more in those lines, and leave some of this other stuff to the districts.
Albert Summers, House District 20, responding. Stan?
Yeah.
Okay. I lost track. We started with Lyle, right?
Yeah.
Three of them I can't keep track of.
Yeah.
All right. Stan Cooper, Senate District 14,
okay.
Wrapping it up.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, this is a real point of discussion, of course, in the legislature over the many years that I've been down there. And it's interesting that here's the real numbers. We are second in the nation in the amount of money we collect per student, which is about $18,700 in tax revenue, but we only spend $16,000 per student here on average. Now, these are average numbers. These are the real numbers. We also spend, another real number, we spend about $1.5 billion a year on K-12 education in the state. That's a whole lot of dollars, folks. And, of course, the legislature's been trying to get at this thing about accountability. It's some of the things that Albert brought up and talked about. And you know, it's absolutely correct that if we would just get down to the accountability to the local district levels, we would do great. We would have fine programs, and we would have fine students and teachers. By the way, I wish we had an accountability program for parents, you know. I mean, I don't know how we can legislate that, though. I don't think we can legislate that. But anyway, that's what we need to do. We need to keep looking at ways, and we need to take the experience that these local districts have had and blend them into a good program within the state system that we have in Cheyenne in the Department of Education, and use those systems to look at our kids. And we spend a whole lot of money on our kids. And it's because we're proud of our students. We want our students to do well. We want them to be very good. We've also looked at programs like vocational tech programs in the education system, because we know that these people in the oil field and the mining industry, the power plant business, everything, and all these even private small businesses need young technical people. And we need to get into that vocational tech training with our K-12 education too. Anyway, that's some of the issues I look at and how I think we need to deal with them.
Senate District 14 candidate Stan Cooper. Now we're done, right? All three.
Yep.
All right. Next, ask a question is Megan Rollins from the Pinedale Roundup. Megan.
Okay, so this is a question about the new district lines.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the 2010 census and the redrawing of the district lines, and now having an entire district be contained within Sublette County, which gives us the opportunity to have our first Sublette County resident representative, does the change in the demographics of a district or the dynamics of a district, does that change how you look at your role as a representative or sort of what you would do in that job?
First to respond, Albert Summers.
Well, I'm not an incumbent, so I'm running for the office. And I can tell you how it affected the way that I ran for the office. I had thought about running for the legislature before, but I thought it was a very difficult task, as Stan can recognize, in representing multiple counties and multiple sets of values. Whereas I am a long-standing Sublette County resident, and I feel finally now that I feel like there's a district out there that I could represent. These are my friends, my family, my neighbors, people that I've known, a lot of people I've known my whole life, others I've just met in this campaign. But at least now I feel like that I could represent this group. And I think it's a really great thing, and I think Mary Langford needs to be thanked for it.
Albert Summers, House District 20. Switching to our two Senate candidates now, here's Stan Cooper.
Okay, Bob, yeah, you know, it was an interesting process putting this redistricting together, but, you know, it's also interesting is even though I have an enlarged district, you got to realize my district runs all the way from Flaming Gorge down on the southern border, clear to the Fremont County line. It's 200 miles, and it starts over on the Utah border at Evanston and goes clear to the fairgrounds in Rock Springs, which is 100 miles. So when I drive around my district, it's 700 miles if I go to every little town and everything. It's a long way around, but that's okay. But the thing is, you have to realize that I used to represent part of Uinta County before. Instead of representing Bridger Valley, now I have part of the area over around Evanston and Bear River and Alamy. And also, as far as Sublette County goes, I've represented this area clear up to Cottonwood Creek for the last 10 years, so I just now have Cora and Boulder and Pinedale. And I used to live in Pinedale in 1970, so I know a lot of people there. It's not too difficult for me. It's just a little bit further for me to drive, but I'm still dealing with the same county commissioners, most of the same town council type people, and the weed and pest boards, the conservation district boards, and the rest of them. And so I know a lot of these people, know a lot of you people here, as a matter of fact, just from working those over the years. And so the district boundaries are large, and they're a ways to get around. But, you know, I've been doing this for years, and I can still do it, and don't mind it a bit. I enjoy representing you people here in Sublette County. Used to live here. Used to be one of you.
Stan Cooper, Senate District 14 candidate, and the other Senate District 14 candidate, now to answer, Lyle Williams.
Now, I'll be honest with you. If I was sitting out there with you guys or listening on the radio, I would be thinking, what in the world is somebody from Uinta County doing up here running for office in Sublette County? And I can assure you that I have just as strong opinions about the redistricting as you do. Part of why I'm running is because of the fiasco that went on in our state legislature when it comes to redistricting. The principles that they were supposed to follow included the district should be compact and contiguous and should, to the extent possible, follow county boundaries. Senator Cooper kind of described our district. It starts in Rock Springs and meanders over across the northern part of Uinta County, up through the eastern part of Lincoln County, and up here to Sublette and Pinedale. It shouldn't be like that. I should be running for office in Uinta County, and there should be somebody from Sublette County running for office for Senate here. But that's not what they gave us, and that's not what we have to deal with. Can I represent the residents of Sublette County? You bet I can. Your rights are just as important as my rights are. And I can represent you just exactly the same way I can my next-door neighbor down in Uinta County, and I'll do that. And the other promise that I'll make to you is that if you send me to Cheyenne, I will start from day one working with legislators from other parts of the state and with county commissions and local governments
to ensure that the next time redistricting comes up, I can't run for office in Sublette County. That's a promise.
Candidate Lyle Williams. All right, let's go back to the media table and Andy Setterholm with the next question. Andy?
Candidates, how do you believe the state should balance agriculture and energy development in regards to land and water rights?
And we're starting with Stan Cooper.
Well, I believe we do a pretty good job of that already. One of the things is that I think a good many of the agriculture people have made partnerships with the mineral industry and some of the things that they do, which is very important because we talked about, as the commissioner talked about earlier, sometimes it, you know, you have to be able to work with all the factions within the society and within particularly an economic society to make things work. As far as the environment is concerned, too, we can make it work. We can also have good, sustainable industries out there. We can have good paying jobs, and we can have a good and clean environment. We just have to all work together and make each one of those things come together for the benefit of all, not only the flora and the fauna, but also for the people living in the community and for the environment here. It's so important in this area, particularly in this whole southwestern end, that, you know, that we talked about the tourist industry before and the beauty and the scenery that we have here, and people come here from all over the world to see that. And that's important because long after those minerals are gone and all those people are even gone, we still will have the proposition of having a good tourist industry here. And we have to keep that in mind. That's so, so important. Hunting and fishing, people come here. We have world-class streams for and world-class game here for hunting and boat fishing. We have to keep that in mind and keep it important, and we need to protect those interests. But we also have to continue to make sure that we may be able to make a good living here, and we don't want to regulate the industry that we have to death here. But we need to work with them. They need to work with us. And I think it's been proven that we've done that already here, and we've shown that by working together. I was in the Pinedale, or the Anna Klein Working Group meeting the other day, and it just goes to show you, if you attended those meetings, you could see how the people here are working together to make all that work. Thank you.
Candidate Stan Cooper. Next to respond, Lyle Williams.
The concept of multiple use doesn't just apply to public lands. It applies to all of our resources. And I've seen that in action up here in Sublette County and other places in the state working out in the oil field. I'm a wireline technician. I'm not sure if you know what that means, but I have a truck with a bunch of computers in it and a cable that leaves my truck and goes to the well and then down the hole, and I can run tests on what's down there, or I can perforate the well and allow the gas or oil to flow into it. And I more than once I've been sitting in my truck watching that drum go around and that cable going up and down the well and have a pronghorn wander underneath it. Wildlife can coexist with mineral extraction. I don't know how many times I've stopped on the Jonah North Road on my way in there and had cattle moving across. So they can coexist with mineral extraction. One of the crucial resources here in Wyoming is water. We all know that. Those of you who are in agriculture know how crucial water is, especially this year with all the droughts and the dry weather we've had in this state. It just really drives home the point that water is a crucial and limited commodity in our state. And you use a lot of it in oil extraction and gas extraction as well, fracking. You know, one of the county commissioners talked about the history of fracking a little bit, and we use a lot of water when we're fracking those wells. But you know what? There's a lot of water down there, too, and many of the companies are getting pretty innovative about how they're recycling the water that comes up from down there back into the process so that we don't have to use as much of what's here on the surface, and that can be used for other things. But we have to keep in mind that it's going to be the private sector that finds the answers to most of these issues. A government can help, but a lot of innovation happens in the private sector, and we have to keep them at the table as well. Thanks.
Candidate Lyle Williams. Next, Albert Summers.
Yeah, Wyoming water law is the best in the West. You know, it's first in time, first in right, and I think that's well established. Where I assume where the question, it's hard to tell where that question is headed, so I would assume where they were talking is maybe on the eastern side of the state where there's more of the more issues with too much water coming out of some of those gas wells. But in our neck of the woods, there's good cooperation as it relates to water between industry and agriculture, and I think those partnerships need to continue if we are going to maintain the water on this side of the state. We run the risk, like with the Million Project, of losing Green River Basin water to Colorado, and we need to try to find ways to keep Wyoming water in Wyoming. And it's going to be partnerships with recreation and industry and oil and gas industry and agriculture that can get that done. What those projects are, you know, there's been a few looked at, tried, but we need to find the right project to get that done. And as it relates to the issue on surface, I'd assume you're talking about split estates. I think the legislature, Stan can correct me, kind of they had a task force on split estate, and they kind of vetted those concerns, and I think when it was all said and done, I think everybody felt pretty good. You know, not everybody got everything they wanted, but I think they felt pretty good about the outcome of that split estate discussion. So I think Wyoming's on the right course.
Candidate Albert Summers. Next to respond, Stan Cooper.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was number one.
All right, so we've done all three, right?
Yes.
I can keep track of it.
Oh, if you want me to keep talking on it.
I can keep track of eight, but I can't keep track of three. This is weird. Well, tell you what, we're going to have one last round of questions, and Bill Winnie will be asking the final question, and then we'll have closing statements after that. Bill?
This question has nothing to do with the much spoken of and talked about recent federal legislation, the Patient Care and Affordable Care Act. This last legislative session, there was a bill in front of the legislature having to do with a fund set up in the state to enable counties to put together a hospital. It's been used by maybe six or eight counties in the state, even though it could apply to more, because they just can't put it together. And part of the issue is, in order to have a thing called a hospital, you got to have a general surgeon on duty 24/7. And sublet, for instance, wouldn't have the capability of supporting that. But what they did was they extended this fund to try and get more counties to buy into it, and they changed it a little bit. But will you take a look at something like coming down a level or two where you don't need a general surgeon per se, but nevertheless the county would have the ability to have a small facility that might meet a need similar to that?
Okay, responding, Lyle Williams.
Absolutely, I would. The people in Sublette County know better than the people in Cheyenne what you need as far as health care is concerned. I lived for a short time, for a couple of years, in a place called Gustavus, Alaska. And it'd probably take you about a half an hour to find it on a map. It's very small and very isolated. You can't get there from here. There's no roads to it. You have to go by boat or by air, and it's out in the middle of nothing. We had a medical facility there. We had a nurse practitioner was the highest-ranking medical person there, and she served our needs. If there was an emergency that required skills greater than hers, there's airplanes. We could get to Juneau or wherever we needed to go. To deny the people in Sublette County health care in general because they can't meet the criteria that some bureaucrat somewhere came up with is, frankly, kind of crazy in my mind. You guys know what you need. It shouldn't be Cheyenne telling you. It should be you telling Cheyenne.
Candidate Lyle Williams. Next to respond, Albert Summers.
I think Sublette County has excellent health care facilities. I think we have excellent health care providers. I'm not opposed to that idea, but I think Wyoming, and since you didn't bring it up, I will bring it up, whether the Affordable Health Care Act goes forward or does not go forward. I think Wyoming needs to take a larger look at the health care issue and what will work best for Wyoming, and maybe it's things like that. I haven't investigated that hospital thing, so I don't know a lot about it, but I think Wyoming does need to take a broader look at health care and see what fits Wyoming best and how to make that fit local counties, small counties, big counties alike. So, thank you.
Albert Summers. And concluding,
yeah.
Stan Cooper.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's a good question from Bill, and it's interesting, too, because I followed that legislation, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And I agree, we shouldn't be dictating those type of things to our local communities. But you know, there was an interesting thing that came out of that piece of legislation that was something that was kind of good in a way. You know, it got the attention of the larger hospital systems in the state. It's kind of like that old Missouri mule, you know, where you have to hit him with a two before to get his attention first. You know, well, that's kind of what we had to do. And one of the things that's happening now, we have hospitals, the larger hospitals in the state, are now looking at the possibility of going out and starting these what they call urgent care facilities, where they don't have to have a surgeon or anything, but they're capable of doing many, many things, like, for example, minor what do you call outpatient operative things and things like this. And they are actually looking at this as maybe as more of a, to them, the dollar sign probably counts more than anything, but the fact of the matter is, they're looking at going out to smaller communities that from these bigger hospitals and supporting these urgent care facilities in smaller communities. So something good did come out of that. So we're working on it. But I agree that we shouldn't let the bureaucrats in Cheyenne or even the legislature dictate to the communities what kind of health care system they want to have in their communities.
Candidate Stan Cooper. Okay, we're all done with the last round. So we have one thing left to do, and that is going to be closing statements from each of our legislative candidates. We hope to have time here to mix and mingle with the candidates once the forum concludes. Remember, we'll be doing this all over again tomorrow night in Pinedale starting at 6 o'clock in the Lovett Room of the County Library. Also, this session is being recorded. The next one will be recorded, and by going to PinedaleOnline.com or to SubletTimes.com, you should be able to listen to a recording of these seminars. So if you've heard somebody who wanted to hear these and were not able to tune in or come, recordings are available on the Internet. Now, I do not believe that Jeanette Saxton is in attendance. If she was, I wanted to give her an opportunity to make a statement, but it looks like this is going to be the closing of our forum. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with Albert Summers giving his closing statement.
Thank you. I would like to thank the media in Sublette County for providing this event for Sublette County residents. I believe I have the experience needed for this position. I'm a person that believes in civility. I believe that you can get more done by working with people and trying to find solutions. I've served the livestock industry well for 30 years in that position. I believe the best government is that government closest to the people, and if elected, I will seek out the local county commissioners, the town councils, the district, the school districts, all of the elected boards. I will seek information from them and try to get their insight. I don't profess to know all the issues or all the solutions, but I know where to ask and how to ask. I believe I have a good mind to find solutions, and I would like to serve as your House District Rep. Thank you.
Concluding statement by Albert Summers, House District 20. Going to the two state senators now, Stan Cooper.
Thank you, Bob. As you know, I've been serving the people of Sublette County now for the past 10 years. I'm a candidate that has proven abilities, and I understand the concerns and issues of those folks here in Sublette County. The people of Sublette County and Senate District 14 deserve to have a representative that's concerned and also dedicated to all their issues. I've traveled, as I said before, thousands of miles back and forth throughout this district
to come here to keep you informed and also to listen to your issues and also to respond to them. I've tried to dedicate much of the legislation I have done in the past 10 years has actually come from Sublette County and their issues. Some things we've been successful on, some things not. Like, for example, I worked for 8 years on the RS-2477 bill so that the county could dedicate roads across public lands. It only took 8 years, but we got her done. And as far as the working on the redistricting, too, you know, even though I was not on the committee, I only had one vote, and that's when it came down to the floor. But I was asked to help and advise, and one of the people I worked with here, of course, was Mary Langford and also the commissioners very closely to make sure that Sublette County got its own representative district in the House of Representatives. And that will tell you that I will continue to dedicate my time and services to you here in Sublette. Many of you here tonight know me, and you know I've worked very hard for you, hopefully over the years that I've been representative and hope, for your representative, hope I'll be able to continue to serve you in the state legislature. Thank you.
Senate District 14 candidate Stan Cooper, and also Senate District 14 candidate Lyle Williams is next.
I'd like to thank Bob and his radio station for broadcasting this forum tonight so that people that couldn't be here tonight can participate. I'd like to thank those that put it together, who set up the room here. But most importantly, I'd like to thank you, the voters in Sublette County, for being here and being involved in your government. It's very encouraging, and it's a good thing to see. I also want to thank whoever came up with the questions. We had one of these in Evanston a while back, and the questions at that one felt more like a Miss America pageant than a political forum, really. It was kind of feel-good questions. Tonight we talked about issues, and that's a good thing. I'm glad to see that, and I was glad to be able to participate in that and give you my views on a few of the issues. If you have any other questions about any other issues, I'm here till tomorrow night. So if you want to get me cornered and ask me anything, please feel free to do so. My political philosophy is the same as Thomas Jefferson's, I think is the best way to describe it. And our founding fathers pledged to the cause of liberty their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And I can do no less. I pledge that to you guys. Thanks.
Candidate Lyle Williams. Now, the question is, how do you vote? Some of the younger people may have never been able to vote until this election. Other people have moved in from other states and may not know. You do need to be, of course, a citizen of the United States, and you need to be a resident here. You can't be a resident of New Orleans and vote in Sublette County, in other words. You need to be 18 years of age, and you need to not be currently adjudicated as mentally incompetent, and you have not been convicted of a felony, or if you have, if your rights have been restored, then of course you could. It is too late for this primary election to go down to the county clerk's office and register, but the good news is you can register at the polls. I believe you need to bring photo ID. Let me ask Mary. Okay, you can register and vote absentee right now. Thank you, Mary. And for those that register at the polls on the 21st, do they need to bring anything in particular?
Photo ID.
Bring your photo ID and register at the polls. And remember, if you skipped the last general election, you're probably not registered, but again, you can register at the polls. We do encourage people to get out and vote knowledgeably. Not just vote, but vote knowledgeably. And that's why we've been holding these this forum and the next forum, is to give you more information about the candidates. We do want to thank everybody who put this forum together, including the Pinedale Roundup and their staff, the Sublette Examiner and their staff, PinedaleOnline.com. My name is Bob Rule. I'm the founder and owner of KPIN Radio, and I appreciated the opportunity to be Master of Ceremonies. And also a big thank you to our sound technician, Michael Anderson, who has moved from Florida to Sublette County by choice after studying the whole country. So we're glad to have you here. We're going to talk to the radio audience a little bit, but this concludes the forum here at the Senior Center out on East 1st Street in Marbleton. If you want to jump in your cars, run out here and talk to the candidates, they're still here. Come on out. We'll be here for a little bit. Now, Michael, let's go over to you. All right.
Hello, Bob.
Ever done a gig like this before?
No, as a matter of fact, this is the first time I've done a political forum. Very enjoyable, very informative. I hope that many people got a lot out of it out there.
All right. Let's thank some of our sponsors. Okay, you do the sound effect, I'll do the reading. Or do you want to go the other way around? Okay, you quack, I'll read. All right. We want to thank James Thomas of Aflac. There you go, of Aflac Insurance. Remember, this is different than health insurance. It doesn't replace your health insurance. It's a different kind of insurance, and this allows you to have the money you need when something goes wrong, just for your daily living expenses. And it is affordable. There's a wide range of products to fit most budgets, and James Thomas would be very, very happy to talk to you about the advantages of getting signed on with Aflac.
Aflac.
Aflac. All right, filing a claim with Aflac is never a wait-and-see. Claims are usually processed within 4 days, and the forms are easy to complete. So while you're focusing on your health, Aflac will focus on getting you a check quickly. And also, Aflac will pay you benefits even when you're healthy. They want you to be healthy. That's why they promote preventative care. Get a routine physical, a mammogram, or an eye exam, and they will pay you. Now, not all these benefits are available in all states, but James Thomas, he can give you all the answers and all the details. He's at High Mountain Real Estate, so get hold of James Thomas, High Mountain Real Estate. Learn more about Aflac.
Aflac.
There you go. Another one we want to say a big thank you to is to No Hassle Auto Glass. Oh, my brain's about ready to shut down. No Hassle Auto Glass. Yeah, no hassle, because remember, you can just have them come to you with their mobile laboratory, fix it in your driveway, your parking lot, out in front of where you work, behind where you work, wherever you want.
Can't beat that with a stick.
Yeah, they'll just come and take good care of your vehicle, get the glass repaired. If it's just a simple little chip, call them right away, because if you can get that, I know there's a better word for it than pucky, but if they put the pucky in the chip, that usually stops it. And, you know, a lot of insurance companies will waive the deductible if you have that done. The insurance company doesn't want to pay for a whole windshield. So they've got some good plans there. Eric works very well with the insurance companies, and they
know
who he is.
One thing I've found out since I've been here from Jacksonville is that it is hard to keep your windshield free and clear for a clear view. So definitely check out these folks if you have issues with your windshield.
Also hard to keep your radiator in the front end of your car clear from elk, moose, deer.
I moved from the love bugs back east to the mosquitoes. Wow, it was great.
Well, tell you what, No Hassle Auto Glass isn't going to be able to help you if you smash the whole front end and hitting a moose, but for the typical rock in the windshield, which is what it usually ends up being around here, they will certainly take good care of you. Here's the phone number, 859-8619. It's 859-8619. No Hassle Auto Glass. Eric and Laura Frenzik. And one more sponsor we have is Tree and Lawn Care. And remember, some of the trees need a little care right now. They're hurting.
They're pretty shabby.
The best thing to do is just have Tree and Lawn Care come on out, take a look at your tree, figure out what it needs, they'll let you know, and then they can, you know, go ahead and fix her up. A lot of these are easy to treat. They just need to be treated, and that's why you want to call the folks at Tree and Lawn Care. Weed control, lawn and tree fertilizing, they do all of that. Here's the number to call. It's 859-8629. Once again, that's 859-8629 for Tree and Lawn Care. And again, a thank you to Michael Anderson sitting right next to me here, who set up all the audio gear. Boy, you've got some fancy stuff. This is far fancier than what we have at KPIN. We have a little Mackie 1402, and you have a Mackie Onyx 1620.
Well, I like reliable equipment, and even though it is a little pricier, I want to make sure that when I do a show for folks, and nothing goes wrong if I can prevent it. I want a glitch-free show and I try the best that I can for my clients. So.
Well, we appreciate you coming out, setting up all these microphones, and remember, if you've got a gig and you need sound reinforcement, give Michael Anderson a call. His phone number, 367-2388.
And you can also find me on Facebook. If you just go ahead and do a search for Michael Anderson in Vinedale, I'm the only one, you'll find AMP. And you can just find me on my homepage. Thanks.
All right, 367-2388 for Michael Anderson. Now, the big moment of truth is coming up, and that is Karen, my wife, at the radio station. Earth to Karen.
Yeah, I'm here, Bob.
Hey, there she is. She's there at the radio station. Karen, appreciate you taking care of the other end of the operation. We're going to shut things down. Remember to everybody that we're doing this again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock p.m. in the Pinedale Library Lovett Room. If the question that you wanted to have answered didn't get answered, they might be able to get to it tomorrow night. You can still send in your questions to forum@pinedaleonline.com. That's forum@pinedaleonline.com. Well, this is Bob Rule wrapping things up here. Back to Karen at KPIN Pinedale. Karen, it's all yours.
Good night.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later. Okay.
Okay, this is KPIN, and we just finished with the candidate.